I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Terry gets it, and the Heat will not foul. Sean Marion dribbles it out, and a celebration will begin. The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions, the first title in franchise history.
So, the other night I was bored, and I did like a 30-minute Q&A. Ask whatever you want on Twitter. I'll do it from time to time at 1053SS. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions, like, stumped me. You know, a lot of times fans will ask personal stuff. What do you really think of the guys? Who would you trade? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm honest.
Who would you
trade? Well, it was like, who would I package all you guys for in a LeBron deal?
Okay.
And I wouldn't do that. But
what do you think of guys? Are you into their eyes, a smile?
What?
Never mind.
You guys are good. We're good.
Got it.
We're rolling. But one of the questions stumped me, and I could not answer back immediately. So I was like, I'm going to steal this as a show topic. Who's the next Metroplex team to win a title? And I was like, dang, like, and I still don't have an immediate answer. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing, Fantex. Is it the Cowboys, who just made the second round of the playoffs, have a nice young core that they're going to hopefully re-sign, and, you know, a new offensive coordinator that hopefully makes the offense even better? Maybe you add Earl Thomas. Is it the Mavericks, who to me have the most exciting future of anyone? I would say it was the Cowboys if I was more excited about the quarterback, but I am free. I cannot wait for the Mavericks season next year with Porzingis. I can't wait, and whatever they add in the offseason. Is it the Stars, who have gone on a nice little run, even though they got whipped last night, and they have a great young nucleus still? They've turned it on, and they're going to make the postseason. So the Stars have a head start in that they're already in, and anything can happen in the hockey playoffs. And if you want to throw FC Dallas in there, like, FC Dallas can be someone that you suggest.
Yeah, I think FC Dallas can be in the conversation, although people that would be leaning on FC Dallas would probably be leaning to what they've done in the past. You know, it was just 2 years ago that they won both the Supporters Shield and the U.S. Open Cup. So, like, the U.S. Open Cup is a tournament at the beginning of the year that every team is involved in. They wound up winning that tournament. It's played throughout the season. They also won the regular season championship. But in terms of an actual championship that typical fans think of where it is winning the playoffs, FC Dallas has never done that. FC Dallas has never won the end-of-the-year tournament that seeds the best teams in the West and the Eastern Conference and then pits them together in one final showdown. So, and then the other part about that is, too, I think the turnover with FC Dallas, like, they just got rid of a ton of players that were the focal points of their team. So I couldn't put FC Dallas at number one.
And, of course, there's a reason why we mentioned the Rangers last, because they seem to be the furthest away. So we can keep it to the top four for the sake of this discussion, the big four in the Metroplex between the Cowboys, the Mavs, the Rangers, and the Stars. Who wins the title next?
Well, you know, I'm going to surprise you here. The Mavericks aren't even in my discussion.
Whoa.
Because of the NBA structure. Basically, eight teams have won titles in 40 years, right? It's a dynasty league.
That's true.
You know, teams don't win one championship and then not win another one, except, you know, the Mavericks. They're the only ones that did that. I guess Detroit did it too, but they went back to another one the following year. So it's a very weird league. And for that reason, I would leave the Mavericks out of the discussion
until
they get that next guy that puts them there.
I would then ask you to name who has next. Who's the next dynasty? Because Golden State's going to lose Durant.
The next dynasty is Philadelphia and Boston. The next dynasties are out east, not out west.
Oh, see, I disagree with that. I think Philadelphia, like, they're closer to an exodus than they are to, like, the prime of keeping all those guys together.
They're keeping all four together.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't think they're going to be able to pay all of them over the next 5 years.
Embiid's paid.
Yeah, they'll be able to keep them together for two or three, I believe. But, like, J.J. Redick's getting up there.
Who cares? Yeah. JJ's a role guy.
Find JJ.
Tobias Harris, in like a year or two, his deal comes up, right? And they're going to have to
Tobias about to be free.
Yeah, Tobias is going to be free.
But this year.
They've planned on re-signing him. I think they're going to have at least three players for the next 5 years.
Right. Boston, New York. I mean, there's
no guarantees with Boston either. No guarantees with Boston.
There's not. But I mean, like,
they could be with just one going into next season.
And that's fine. They would have a ton of cap room, and they would have picks still. They do have picks.
Okay. So you're eliminating the Mavs.
I'm going to eliminate the Mavs from that.
Okay.
The Rangers are tough because, I mean, they're 5 years away from true – not I'm exaggerating there, but
yeah.
They're not on the cusp of winning. They don't have a great farm system right now. They don't want to spend the money. I do think, though, they will spend money in this offseason next year.
Okay.
Leading into the new stadium. I do think they will. So they're probably closer than I would think because of that. Plus baseball, teams seem to weirdly come out of nowhere and compete. But it's clearly the Stars. Even though the Cowboys went to the NFC division round this year, competed in that game, even though the Cowboys have the second most wins in the NFL the last 3 years, they're still the Patriots. They're still Drew Brees and the Saints. There's still Matt Ryan in the league. There's still Aaron Rodgers in the league. You still have Jared Goff and the Rams. You still have Patrick Mahomes. They still are a tier or two away. In the NHL, 8 seeds make runs. 7 seeds make runs. 6 seeds make runs. All you need is a good 2 months. It is very possible in the NHL when you have the best player on the ice and you get a goal. You don't want to spend money on a goaltender in the NHL. That's the new thing. You just want to have a cheap, hot goaltender. The NHL, it's the Stars.
And they've
it's
had good goaltending this year.
Right, it's clearly the Stars.
Clearly the Stars.
It's not even close.
So the deadline, the NHL deadline is Monday, February 25th. They're supposed to be buyers. The reports have them. They're looking to add a score. But I asked Spittle about this. Right now, they don't have enough scoring depth to be a viable threat. If they finish top three in the division, first round is likely against Nashville. They played them well, but Nashville has playoff experience. If they make the wild card, they have to play teams like Winnipeg, San Jose, Calgary, a very tough road. So that's for this year, but you still have Ben and Sagan together. And again, good goaltending for this season. So, Dub?
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about tiers, though, in hockey? Like, the Tampa Bay Lightning are on a tier of their own.
Oh, they're without question.
And you saw it last night.
They guess what?
They blitzed the Stars. The second round. They scored 4 goals in the first round. I don't think so. I don't think so, bud.
I think so, pal.
I'll take any bet you want on that. Okay. That the Tampa Bay Lightning. I might be willing to bet that the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be the Eastern Conference representatives today. And we're 58 games through the season.
Okay.
They are loaded.
Can we not do a Tampa Bay breakdown segment?
So, relative to the Stars, if I had to put my money in a spot, I would say the Stars had the best chances for the reasons that Chop laid out. But the way that the NFL is structured and the way that the Cowboys are currently situated with all their young talent, I do feel like the Cowboys are probably the closest right now. Closest. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to necessarily be the next to win because that, but the distance between the Cowboys and the best in the NFL, to me, is the closest gap of any of the four teams. It's the closest one.
So your answer, the next team to win a title will be?
I think it would be the Dallas Cowboys, but I don't feel good putting my money on any of them. I mean, if you had to say, who's going
to
win the next title?
Props to the Tolo.
Or will any of them be one in the next 5 years? I think I'm taking, they're probably not going to be one in the next 5 years. That's what I would put my
money. I guess I am so much higher on the Mavericks. They're so much more exciting on my list than you guys.
They are higher on my list than Chops. I think they're
right.
I had
them number three.
I think
there's only
you had
four.
Them at the bottom.
There's only four.
I think it's okay, gonna be very the difficult Rangers. To win. Yeah. It's going to be impossible for them to win.
I guess I'm not eliminating them as fast as you are. Like,
because I also don't think the rest of the NBA, like, I mean, we had the conversation, Sean, about who is the next super team. Like, it's very difficult to see who the next super team is in the NBA 2 years down the road,
yep.
And it very well could be the Mavericks based on one big free agent.
RJ's dead on about the East, but I'm looking at the West first to try to figure out.
We ain't got to worry about them, though.
Who?
We don't have to worry about the East until the championship.
Until it gets there, right?
Yeah, I know. And then I'm trying to navigate. So I'm putting the East to the side for a second, trying to navigate a way through the West, and we all believe Durant's leaving. So then you go through, you know, Golden State order with Klay and Steph and Draymond. And then who else? Oklahoma City will have Westbrook and Paul George order.
Clippers are going to have two guys. We know that.
We don't know that. If Durant and Kyrie go, they'll just have Kawhi. I don't know. Like,
right, they'll have Kawhi and X.
Right, but who's the other X big dog? Kemba Walker? I don't know. So let's answer the question then. So Chop's going Stars. Roy's leaning Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm leaning Cowboys.
I love RJ's Star. The problem with the Stars is it's like if you told me they were in it every year, even as a bottom seed – the way that hockey is, yeah, I would
feel good about it.
I'd feel good about it. I'm going to guess, because I agree, like, I don't see it in the next 3 years. I'm going to guess it's the Mavericks first. I'm going to guess that they add a third piece, and then we'll be talking in 2 years, maybe three. But I don't want to wait 3 years for another major championship in the Metro.
It's 2011. We've waited seven.
Yes.
We waited 12 between Stars and Mavericks.
What's a decade, you know?
I know. Yeah,
it's an every 10-year thing.
Waited 25 years for a football.
And there's people bringing up, you know, the fact is that certain sports allow you to turn things around quick. The NFL allows you to turn things around quick.
Yes.
Baseball. Baseball does. I mean, like, the Rangers.
Well, it did. When it was, like only
Astros,
two teams.
The Cubs
and the Astros did the rebuild to where you're great for several years, and now every team's trying to do it.
They are.
Because every team's trying to do it, you're going to wind up with many, many teams not being able or not coming close to being able
to do
it.
They're going to try to spend a lot of money in this offseason. They are. They're gonna try to spend for this new ballpark.
All right, so this got, like, 3,300 votes. Who do you think won the poll?
Stars.
Next DFW team to win a championship. Who do you think won?
Of the poll, I would say Cowboys.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to change that.
People are smart.
Now, this poll was conducted when? Over the weekend?
Last 48 hours.
This is Mavericks. This is the Mavs right now because of the hype.
Cowboys, 53%.
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
Mavericks, 29%. Stars, 11%. Rangers / FC Dallas, 7%. And that's probably all FC Dallas votes.
So. Seriously.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.